ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। I am grateful to Janardan Maharaj for giving me this opportunity, and also grateful to Dharmatma Prabhu, and I beg mercy of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis so that I can give this class successfully. So, today is a very auspicious day. It's the appearance day of Srimati Jahanvi Mataji, Sri Madhu Pandit, his disappearance day, and Srimati Sita Devi's appearance day. So it's a very auspicious day. We will very briefly discuss the verse number 49 of Canto 6, Chapter 9, and then we will glorify these great personalities. So before we do that, I would like to, we all together will recite a stuti written by Sanatan Goswami in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. I can read the Sanskrit portion, and the English portion we can recite together. Sarvasastra vidhi piyusha, sarva vedika satfala, sarva siddhanta ratnadhya, sarva lokek darprada, sarva bhagvata prana, srimad bhagvata prabho, kali dhavanta dittitya, shri krishna parvartita. O Srimad Bhagavatam, please repeat after me. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental food of all the Vedas, O you are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant the spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life birth of Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna, who has returned among us. When Lord Krishna was leaving planet Earth, then all his associates, Uddhava, Vidura, Arjuna, Yudhishthira, Maitreya, many others, they became very sad and they started crying. And they requested Lord Krishna that please do not leave. Then Lord Krishna consoled them. He said, I am not leaving. I will be with you in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Lord Krishna is always present in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramanand Pathaya Prema Varsa Aksharayate Sarvada Sarvasevaya Shri Krishna Namostute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisances to you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. So how beautifully Sanatana Goswami has composed this stuti. He's saying that your syllables rain pure love of God. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are incarnation of Lord Krishna. Mad eka bandho mat sangim, mat guru man mahadhana, man nistarkan mad bhakya, mad ananda namastute. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Asadu saduta deyin ati nikochata kara hanamuncha kadachin mam prema hart kantho yusphura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to unsaintly, O uplifter of all the very fallen, please do not ever leave me. Please become manifest in my heart, in my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So again, Sanatana Goswami has beautifully written. He says, please manifest in my heart, in my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So we will briefly discuss the verse number 49 of Canto 6, Chapter 9. Naveda Krishna Shreya. Naveda Krishna Shreya. Atmano Gunvastu Dark. Atmano Gunvastu Dark. Tasya tat icchato yachade. Tasya yatay tasya tan icchato icchade. Yadi so api tatha vidha. Yadi so api tatha vidha. Naveda Krishna Shreya. Atmano Gunvastu Dark. Tasya tan icchato yachhed. Yadi so api tatha vidha. Naveda Krishna Shreya. Naveda Krapna Shreya. Atmano Gunvastu Dark. Tasya tan icchato yachhed. Yadi so api tatha vidha. Naveda Krapna Shreya. Atmano Gunvastu Dark. Tasya tannichato yachhe yadi so api tatha vidha. Do you see? Atmano gunvastu dar tasyatan ichchato yachet. Mataji, Naveda Krapana Shreya Atmano Gunvastuktar Tasyatani Chato Yachet Yadiso Api Tathavidha. Nam is not, Veda knows, Karpana, a miserly living entity, Shreya, the ultimate necessity, Atmana of the soul, Guna Vastu Dark, who is attracted by the creation of modes of material nature, Tasya of him, Tan, things created by material energy, Ichha, Ichchata, desiring, Yachhed, one bestows, Yadi, if, Saha, Api, he also, Tatha, Vishdha, of the kind, a foolish Krapna who does not know this real self-interest. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Those who think material assets to be everything or to be ultimate goal of life are called misers, krapnas. They do not know ultimate necessity of the soul. Moreover, if one avoids that which is desired by such fool, he must also be considered foolish. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are two classes of men, naming Krapna and the Brahmana. The Brahmana is one who knows Brahman, the absolute truth, and who thus knows his real interest. A Krapna, however, is one who has a material bodily concept of life, not knowing how to utilize this human or demigod life. A Krapna is attracted by things created by material modes of nature. The Krapna who always desires material benefits are foolish, whereas Brahmana who always desires spiritual benefit are intelligent. If Krapna, not knowing his self-interest, foolishly asks for something material, one who awards it to him is also foolish. Krishna, however, is not a foolish person. He is supremely intelligent. If someone comes to Krishna asking for material benefit, Krishna does not award him the material things he desires. Instead, Lord gives him intelligence so that he will forget his material desires and become attached to Lord's lotus feet. In such case, although Krapna offers prayers to Lord Krishna for material things, Lord takes away whatever material possessions of Krapna has and gives him the sense to become a devotee, as stated by Lord in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.39, Ami Vijnana e मुखे विषाया केने दिवा स्वा चारा मृता दिया विषाया भुलाएबा. Since I am very intelligent, why should I give this fool material propensity? Instead, I shall induce him to take the nectar of shelter of my lotus feet and make him forget illusionary material energy, enjoyment. If one sincerely prays to God for material possessions in exchange for devotional service, the Lord, who is not foolish, like such an unintelligent devotee, shows him special favor by taking away whatever material possession he has and gradually giving him the intelligence to be satisfied only by rendering service to his lotus feet. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in this regard that if foolish child requests his mother to give him poison, the mother, being intelligent, will certainly not give him poison, even though he requests it. A materialist does not know that to accept material possession means to accept poison or repetition of birth and death. An intelligent person, Brahmana, aspires for liberation from material bondage. That is the real self-interest of human being. So the message Srila Prabhupada is giving in this purport is that there are two classes of man. One is Krapana and other is Brahmana. A Krapana is always engaged in material activities. He not only suffers in this life, but he suffers in life after life. Whereas a Brahmana is spiritually elevated. He enjoys life in this lifetime, but then he goes back to Godhead. Like this verse says, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labte Param. So one who is transcendentally situated is joyful all the time. He never laments. He never desires anything. And he is equally disposed to all living entities. In such a state, he comes back to me. So I will not go into further details of this shloka, because there are three appearances and appearances we'll be talking about. So first let me begin with appearance day of Srimati Jahanva Mata. As you all know, Srimati Jahanva Mata was a consort of Lord Nityananda. Sri Nityananda had two wives, Jahanva Devi and his sister, younger sister Vasudha. I'll be mostly reading from a nice book written by, in fact I'll show you, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has written a very nice book called Nityananda Charitamrita. So what I'm going to present, I have mostly taken from Nityananda Charitamrita. So in this book, Vrindavan Das Thakur says that Lord Nityananda is non-different from Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram had two wives, Revati and Varuna. So, Jahnavi Mata is the expansion of Revati, the consort of Balram. And the second wife of Balramji was Varuni, and expansion of Varuni is Vasudha. So to glorify Lakshmi, we first glorified Lord Vishnu. So before I glorify Jahnava Mata, I would like to glorify Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is most merciful Lord. So in this book, there's a prayer offered by Advaita Acharya. In this prayer, Sri Advaita Acharya nicely glorifies Lord Nityananda as follows. Your name is Nityananda, and indeed you are Nityananda, eternal bliss. So if you split Nityananda, Nitya means eternal, and Ananda means bliss. So Lord Nityananda is full of bliss. You are the form of Sri Chaitanya's transcendental qualities. You deliver all living beings and protect religious principles at the time of annihilation. You descended to give Chaitanya Prema Bhakti. Indeed, you are the full potency of Lord Chaitanya. You teach supreme knowledge to devotees. Everyone receives Vishnu Bhakti from you. You are untouched by pride, and you deliver fallen souls without seeing their fault. Only very pious can know you. You are the only enjoyer of sacrifices. Simply remembering you destroys the bondage of ignorance at once. So just as the Lord Krishna and Balram are essentially the same original form of the Godhead, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are same. Lord Nityananda is most merciful form of Lord Krishna, for he is the giver of prema bhakti. In the Mangalacharan of this book, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur glorifies Nityananda by saying, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda, whose long arm extend their knees. They have splendid golden complexion. They inaugurated the congregational chanting of holy name of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of lotus flowers. They are the maintainers of all world, the best of brahmanas, and protectors and religious principles of this age. They bring happiness to the people of the world, and they are the most merciful of all incarnations. As you all know, Lord Nityananda sustains the universe because he is also form of Ananta Shesha. So if you look at the life of Nityananda, he appeared in the village of Ekachakra in Radha Desh, West Bengal. Ekachakra Ekachakra is a beautiful place. They have a very nice temple, one of the best temple of Lord Nityananda there. So Lord Nityananda was born in the family of Hadaya Pandit and Padmavati. They both are very qualified Brahmanas. So Lord Nityananda was born on 13th day of month of Magh, which is January, February. And the pastimes of Lord Nityananda are given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely. I'll not go into detail of that. Some of the key points I'll mention, that after Lord Nityananda grew up, he wanted to leave the nest, his father's home, because he wanted to go and see holy places and also deliver people, engage people in Sankirtan. So he was looking for the opportunity to leave home, but his mother and father were so attached to him that they will not let him leave. So it's a Krishna arrangement. One time a sannyasi came to the house of Hidai Pandit. And Hidai Pandit, being a very nice Brahmana, very nicely treated this sannyasi. They offered him very nice prasadam and offered him all the things he wanted. And then they sat down whole night talking the topics of Krishna. All the night they were engaged in glorification of Lord Krishna. So in the morning, the sannyasi wanted to leave. So when sannyasi wanted to leave, he asked for a favor from Hadai Pandit. He said that I'll be going on pilgrimage or to many holy places. Would you please let your son Nityananda accompany me? And it was a big shock to Hadai Pandit. He didn't want to leave his son, but since a sannyasi had asked for that, he allowed Nityananda to leave home and go with the sannyasi. So then Nityananda Prabhu went with sannyasi and he traveled to many places all over India and saw different holy places. With sannyasi, he went to Varkeshwara, then he went to Vidyanath, then he went to Kashi, he went to Prayag, he came to Mathura, he took bath in river Yamuna at Vishram Ghat, he went to Govardhan Mountain, and he went to Dwarka, Ayodhya, and he went to many places in South India. So after visiting many places, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Navdweep. And at that time in Navdweep, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there and he was with his associates. He was with his associates and many Vaishnavas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to all his associates, Srinivas Pandit and Haridas Thakur, that today some great personality is in Navdeep. And he asked Haridas Thakur and Srinivas Pandit to go and look for this great personality. The Haridas Thakur and Srinivas Pandit searched for 9 hours in Navdeep, but they couldn't find any great personality which Mahaprabhu was talking about. They came back and they said they couldn't find any great personality. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and said, let me come with you. So he went to the house of Chaitanya Murari and he asked, is Nityananda Prabhu here? Where is he? So Chaitanya Murari Prabhu said that he is living at the house of Anand Acharya. Anand Acharya was a great pandit, very nice brahmana, and Chaitanya and Nityananda was staying with him. So Mahaprabhu came to the house of Nandana Pandit and he saw that the Nityananda was sitting there in the veranda or the main porch. So he came in front of Nityananda, and Nityananda that time was in the mode of trance for Krishna. He was just thinking about Lord Krishna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in front of Nityananda, then he realized that his Lord has come in front of him. And he then exhibited the symptoms of Prema Bhakti. He rolled on the ground. Sometime he shouted like a lion. Sometime he will cry loudly. Sometime he will roll on the ground. Sometimes the hair will stick out of their end. So he was showing all the symptoms of Prema Bhakti and he was in great ecstasy. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he embraced Lord Nityananda and he took him in his lap. So when he took him in the lap, then Mahaprabhu, like a child, came into the lap of Lord Chaitanya, like Lakshman, he came in the lap of Lord Ramachandra. When Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman, they were fighting with Ravana, one of the arrow of Ravana hit Lakshman, and Lakshman felt unconscious. So at that time, Lord Ramachandra held Lakshmana and took him in his lap. So the same way, Lord Chaitanya took Nityananda in his lap. So there's a very nice katha about that. Then Lord Chaitanya asked Srivas Pandit to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, the verse number 1021-5. So this verse is also given in this book. It's clearly said that this verse was recited. I will not recite that verse, but I will let you know that the translation by Srila Prabhupada is very intriguing. This verse says, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as he entered the forest of Vrindavan. He wore a peacock feather ornament upon his head. He wore blue Karnakara flower on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and Vaijanti Mala garland. He filled the hole of flute with the nectar of his lips, and cowherd boys sang the glories. Upon hearing this nice verse, everyone started dancing, and they had sankirtan that lasted whole night. So one day when Mahaprabhu was in Neelachal after sannyas, he asked Nityanand Prabhu to get married. So Nityanand Prabhu said that you have taken sannyas and you are asking me to get married. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, I am asking you to get married. So Nityananda said, your order is my life and soul. I will do whatever you ask me to do. So Nityananda Prabhu, he went to the place called Ambika Nagara. Ambika Nagara, in that there's a nice Brahman. He lived by name Surya Dasa Pandit. So Surya Dasa Pandit is very famous in Ambika Nagara. So when Lord Nityananda went to his house and he opened the door, he was greatly surprised that Lord Nityananda is at his door. So he offered obeisances and he took him inside and got him seated nicely, offered water and nice prasadam. And then Nityananda Prabhu said that I have come here for purpose. And that purpose is that I want to marry your daughter Jahanva. So Suryadas Pandit said that you are the personality of Godhead and I am an ordinary Brahman. How is it possible that you can marry my daughter? So Nityananda Prabhu thought that maybe it's a rejection. So he left the house of Srivas Pandit or Suryadas Pandit. So when all this conversation was going on, Jahanva, she was listening to conversation between her father and Nityananda, Sri Nityananda. So just hearing the voice of Sri Nityananda, she fell in love with him and tears started coming from her eyes, and she was very, very happy. But when she heard that her father Surya Das is rejecting the proposal of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left the door, then she felt unconscious. So doctor came, examined Jahanva Mata, and Jahanva Mata she was in very serious condition, and doctor said that there is not much chance that she will survive. So everyone became worried. Suryadas Pandit thought that maybe he didn't treat Chaitanya Nanda, Lord Chaitanya Nanda, Nityananda properly. So he asked his associates to go and look for Nityananda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he had left the house and he went outside. He was sitting near Ganga under the banyan tree. And they all requested him to come back, and they asked him to forgive Suryadas Pandit. So Sri Nityananda came back, and when he came back, then at that time Jahanva Mataji, she was lying in the courtyard, and as soon as Sri Nityananda entered, there was a nice smell coming out from his body. And as soon as Jahanva smelled that nice aroma, she got up and she came to senses. After that, the marriage was performed between Sri Nityananda and Jahanva Mataji. There's not much given in Jahanvi Mataji, but there are few short description in some other book written by Mahanidhi Maharaj. And in that book, he writes that Jahanva Mataji organized the festival of Sankirtana in Kheturi after the disappearance of all the Panchatattvas. So there was a big festival that was attended by Narottam Das, Shyamananda, Srinivas, Vrindavan Das, Murari Chaitanya, Parameshwara, Miniketana, and many other associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this festival, Jahanva Mataji, she cooked the feast for everyone, and she served all the devotees that feast. So Mahanidhi Prabhu writes that Jahanva Mata is Nityananda Sarupani, means she is the giver of prema bhakti to everyone. There is a nice prayer written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur about Jahanva Mataji that we will recite together. So please follow me after. O Jahanva Devi, O Jahanva Devi, by the power of your divine qualities, be merciful to this servant of yours. Dispel my illusion and relieve me of the material existence. Let me take shelter of your lotus feet. You are Nityananda Shakti, the divine energy of Nityananda himself. You are the Guru of Krishna Bhakti. You have delivered countless sinners. Please deliver me in the same way. Praying for your mercy, this lowly sinner falls at your lotus feet. So this is a beautiful prayer written by Bhakti Vinoda Thakur. Now I'll briefly talk about Madhu Pandit. Madhu Pandit, he was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit, and he established the temple of Gopinath. One of the oldest temple in Vrindavan is Gopinath, and this temple was established by Madhu Pandit Goswami. There's a very nice verse in Bhakti Ratnakar, verse number 13/319. Shri Gopinath Adhikare Madhu Pandit Gadhadher Panditer Shishya E Vidit. So that means that Gopinath Goswami, Madhu Pandit Goswami established the temple of Gopinath, and he is the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. Probably you know Gadadhar Pandit was an authority on Srimad Bhagavatam. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, he will ask Gadadhar Pandit to read Srimad Bhagavatam for him. And he will get so much bliss in reading the Bhagavatam that tears will come out of his eyes when Gadadhar Pandit will read Bhagavatam. So Gadadhar Pandit was an authority on Srimad Bhagavatam, and similarly Madhu Pandit was an authority on Bhagavatam. He also learned from his guru how to recite shlokas and explain verses and everything. So by reading Srimad Bhagavatam every day, Madhu Pandit developed a strong desire to see Krishna. So he started towards Vrindavan from West Bengal. That time, 500 years ago, there was no train. So he walked all the way from West Bengal to Vrindavan. And he was hungry, he was tired, he was thirsty, but he was determined to see Krishna. So he came here and came to Vrindavan finally. And after coming to Vrindavan, he got into the mode of full prema bhakti. So as soon as he entered the Vrindavan, he rolled on the ground and he cried and he shouted, "Krishna, Krishna, where are you?" So he went to all 12 forests. He searched for Krishna everywhere. He could not find Krishna. Sometime people told him that he does rasa dance. So he went to all the places where he would do rasa dance with gopis, but he couldn't see Krishna. Then sometime he will get illusion that Krishna is playing flute, and he will run like a madman that sound of flute is coming from Krishna's lips. So that way he was in pure state of prema bhakti, and many months passed by, but he couldn't find Krishna. So then one day he was on the river of Yamuna. There was a heavy rain, and after heavy rain, he rolled in the ground and he was shouting, "Krishna, Krishna." So Lord Krishna gave him a glimpse. So when Lord Krishna gave a glimpse, then Madhu Pandit came running, grabbed Lord, and he grabbed his lotus feet in his arms. And he will not let Lord go from there. So Lord, then he started crying and he said, that, Lord, please, you are my life and soul. Please do not leave me. So Lord told him that, all right, I will not leave you, but I will leave you in the form of deity of Gopinath. So he got the deity of Gopinath, and then he worshipped the deity of Gopinath in Vrindavan. There's still a very nice temple of Gopinath here. And then in 16th century, Muslim people attacked our country, and they caused many disturbances. So when there was a lot of disturbance from Emperor Akbar, that time Gopinath deity, they were taking to Jaipur. So those Gopinath deities are in the Jaipur at present. Let me glorify Srimati Sita Devi very quickly, because time is over. Srimati Sita Thakurani is the eternal wife of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So she was very close to Sachi Mata. So when Lord Gaurasundara or Nimai was born, it was Srimati Sita Devi, she gave the name Nimai to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then she will often come and visit Sachi Mata, and when she will come, she will bring a lot of gifts for the Nimai, full box of gifts. And then as Nimai grew, then Lord Chaitanya, he will visit Sita Thakurani in Sitapur. Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani lived in Shantipur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will often come and visit them. And Sita Thakurani will cook dinner for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she will serve him like a mother. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also regarded Sita Devi as her mother. So the time is over. I'll stop at this time. If you have any question, then I'll take it. Yes. Sorry? Sri Nityananda Prabhu, he was born on 13th day of Magha, which is January, February. The year is not given in this book. The year is kind of, it was more than 500 years ago. The year is not given in the book. Thank you.